All right, here we go. My name's Jeff Kay, and you're listening to episode 110 of the world-famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. This is my second go at this one. No, this isn't unusual. Sometimes I record these and I'm like, I play them back while I'm driving to work or whatever. I'm like, I don't think I like that. You know, and then I do a second pass on it the next day. This doesn't have anything to do with that. And I felt like when I recorded the original version of this one, I'd had sleep, which is rare. And I felt like I was firing on all cylinders. And then something got botched. The file itself, I don't know what happened. It's the first time that's ever happened. The only problem I've ever had is, I don't know, like I play it back and there's like this hum in the background for no reason. I mean, there's no humming down here. I'm not sitting in a hum box. But sometimes I'll record it. I don't ever change the settings. The settings stay the same. And then I play it back and there's like a... You know, I don't know what the source of this is, and it sounds like the first Jesus and Mary Chain album is playing in the background. There you go. How's that for a deep dive? But anyway, this is the first time I think that I've ever, the file itself was like I don't know what happened to it. It was messed up. Can't use it. So yesterday I was going to re-record it. And it turned into a three-ring circus in here. You know, I tell you, I wake up at 4:45, 4:30, and I start thinking about work, which I've never done that before. I mean, it's this whole corona thing. It's like taking its toll on me, you know? The working during this thing, it's not that I'm frightened or anything. It's just a heightened, everything's just super heightened, you know? And it's stressful, and I come home, and I'm like, I don't know. So it's taken its toll. I don't want to sound like a whiner, but you know, it has an effect that I could have never predicted. But anyway, it's a new thing. I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:45, whatever, and I can't go back to sleep. I'm thinking about work. All right, so the other day when I recorded this, I slept all the way through, probably because I was exhausted from the night before. You know, it's the cycle of life. But anyway, what happens is, you know, if I fall back asleep, which I always try to do, after that 4 o'clock wake up, at 8 o'clock, especially in the spring and in the summer, at 8 o'clock, I think there's like there must be a local ordinance or something. You have to be quiet until 8 o'clock. But as soon as it changes over from 7:59 to 8. All this equipment gets fired up. There's all kinds of backing up. There's an apparatus out there just backing up. There's chopping. There's sawing. There's people yelling. It's like at 8 o'clock, you know. There's all kinds of shit going on out there. People beep. There's beeping. And then every day, this is basically the way I start every day of my life. I'm fast asleep, and then I just yell, "What the fuck?" You know, that's how I enter each day, you know. And then I'm sure the boys are, you know, everybody's downstairs like, "All right, Dad's up," you know. I'm like, "What the?" You know, because I'll get woke. The other day, a couple days ago, it sounded like there was a series of explosions out there. It's like, it was like off in the distance, but it was really loud. It wasn't gunshot. It was like something blowing up. But it was at regular intervals, you know. You know, that kind of thing. Like, what is going on now? What is happening? Why? Am I living in a construction zone? Are they like making a tunnel through one of these mountains around here? What is happening? So I go to work. I'm like in a fog, I'm in a daze, I'm a freaking zombie, or a zambi, as a guy I used to work with called it. I'm a zombie all day, and then I come home and I'm just like a mess, and then I sleep all the way through the night and I feel great, you know, and then the next day it starts all over again, and it goes back and forth. Sometimes it goes 3 days in a row where I don't sleep, and then I just crash, and then I feel great. I feel like, man, this is the best, you know, I feel so good today. And then the next morning I'm up at 4 o'clock thinking about some stupid shit at work, you know. Oh, it's a mess. I'm a mess. I'm a physical mess and emotional and, I don't know, psychological, spiritual, what have you. It's a disaster. But anyway, I was going to record this yesterday, and it was like 7 o'clock in the morning, and I was asleep, of course, and I hear Tony, like, talking on the phone really loud. And she tries to be quiet, you know. And, but she was just talking like straight out, like she was, you know, like she's at a ballpark or something. And I was, of course, I was completely awakened by that. And, I just like got out of bed, grumbled, and just shuffled downstairs, got on the couch, covered up, instantly went back to sleep, sorta. But then you could hear people like moving up and down. You know, you don't fully, when I move from the bed to the living room, I sleep, but it's not really, you know, and there's people moving about up and down the stairs, in and out of rooms, doors opening, doors closing, just, you know, puttering. There's people in the kitchen puttering around in there like they're frickin', you know, canning yams in there. Like, what is going on? Oh, my God. You know, it's like it takes like if somebody wants to make a sandwich, it takes like 15 minutes. You know how long it takes me to make a sandwich? I don't know. 45 seconds. Ever how long it takes to make toast? You get the toast out, you put the toast in there, you slam some stuff on there, you mash them together, you start eating. No. I mean, there's like so much puttering around and, you know, a little dash of this. Oh my God, it's making me insane. So I don't really fully sleep, but I was on the couch kind of fading in and out. And then next thing I know, there's somebody banging at the door. And it's, I asked Tony, I said, what is going on now? What is happening? And she said, it's the plumber. Because our dishwasher doesn't work. Thing's brand new. Well, it's a year old, something like that. Thing won't work. The thing will not drain. This is the second time we've had this issue. So this guy comes in here and he fixes it. And he's cool, you know, I have no problem, but it's like, could there be more, you know, traffic, more, you know? And he told us, he said, don't use this this setting on here called, I don't know what it's called. It's the one that's the shortest, economy, I think is what it's called, where it doesn't use much water, and it's a shorter cycle. Because these new dishwashers, I mean, they run for like hours. You know, and you got this thing running while you're trying to watch TV, and the thing's like clang, clang, zzz, you know, all that stuff. It sounds like 8 a.m., you know. So the thing runs for hours. I mean, we've had our older one, you know, it ran for like, I don't know, 90 minutes tops, maybe like 60 minutes. And these new ones, they run forever. So we started using that economy setting. He said, that's for suckers. He goes, don't use that. That's bullshit. I'm paraphrasing. He says, don't use that. That's crap, you know. So he goes, use the real one. It gets really hot, you know, and it cleans better. It breaks down like a grease better, you know, where that other one doesn't, you know, and there's like clumps of grease. It gets clogged in there. He said, wash, you know, make sure you rinse everything off really well. So you got to wash your dishes before you wash your dishes. So anyway, he came in, he took care of it, so that's good. Next thing you know, Comcast is in here. Some dude from Comcast is in here, and he's bitching up a storm. He's like, who wired this house? It's like, I don't know, man, somebody from your company. Tony's having trouble, because she works from home. The internet's like going in and out, you know, it's going up and down like a yo-yo. You know that song by the Osmonds, Yo-Yo? Man. Some deep dives, deep pulls on this one. But anyway, the internet's going up and down. I noticed it the night before when I was trying to watch Dead to Me. Thing kept stopping, and then starting back up again because the internet was cutting in and out. So she, that's what who she was talking to at 7:15, because she has to work. You know, she this is her job. You know. So this guy comes in there. He's like bitching up storm at the previous guys, and he's like, the way this guy wired, he goes, you got a strong signal coming to the house, but he's got about 6 splitters in there. Each time you split it off, it gets weaker and weaker. No wonder you're having trouble. Like, I don't know. Let's fix it. I don't know. I don't know anything about it. So he's down in the basement. He's up on the roof. He's like climbing. I don't know. He's in like, I don't know where he's at. He's like all around this house. Up on top of the house, under the house, running wiring. He said he's going to rewire the entire thing because the way this guy did it is bullshit. You know, I'm paraphrasing. But anyway, so I love how these guys come in here and say, you know, I don't know who did this. You know, I don't know, remember. It's probably him. I don't know. I wonder how often that happens. Somebody goes in there and they like, who did this shoddy work? Oh, that was me. Oh, sorry about that. But anyway, so he was here for hours. And I left for work. I said, I'm out. I go to work, and I'm a zombie. I can't, you know, I'm not functioning right. I mean, it's a mess. I'm just a mess. So I had no opportunity to re-record the podcast yesterday. Not in the midst of that freaking chaos. Today's only slightly better. There's nobody been in here from the outside. And I like these guys that come in. I don't know. I think one of them might have had a mask on. And not that I'm hung up on that too much, but I don't know. It feels like things are getting a little casual, you know? And that's fine by me. I don't know. I mean, I think people should take precautions, but, you know, I'm not hung up on it. I'm not going to be one of these guys, you have to wear, how dare you? You know, that kind of thing. It's never going to be me. Also, ordering a new wallet. I'm going to try it. I'm trying to fix this ass blowout problem. And I keep getting people telling me, including Tony. She's the one that made me or urged me to move into the actual wallet. I don't like that word. That thing bugs me. Wallet. But anyway, I think that's what it's called. I guess you could call it a billfold. But I don't know. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. She's the one. I used to carry my money and my cards in my left front pocket. I did that for years. I didn't have a clip or anything. I'd have like I just have the cards and wrap, you know, whatever little bit of money I had around it. And I put it in my left front pocket and it worked. But then the cards started getting all messed up. So she goes, you need to get like a real wallet. I said, I've never carried one of those in my life. I don't know, but I did. And I got used to it. And, I blame it. It keeps getting thicker and thicker and thicker, you know? I mean, I don't know. I don't. Has there ever been a wallet that got thinner? I don't think so. Once you start it out, and that's the baseline, right? Once you first get it, you get it all neat and everything. You put whatever cards you have in there, and then so there you go. And then you start, and it just starts getting thicker and thicker and thicker. And then next thing you know, you're blowing the ass. I'm not blaming that. You know, the thing about that is, my brother sent me this link to this forum. I don't know what this is. It's like the people talking about jeans. I don't know. I don't know what this is. Maybe it's a Reddit page or something. I don't remember. But these people are talking about these Wrangler jeans. That's the thing. Wrangler has a bad reputation. I mean, it seems to me when I think of Wrangler, it's like cowboy shit. You know, full-blown redneck wear, you know. But that's not, they have all kinds of stuff. There's a specific kind of jeans that they make, which is the most comfortable and perfect jean that I know. And I'm no expert, but it's the one that feels right to me. And I don't get hung up on the branding, but nobody knows what brand of jeans you have on. I mean, you know, so, I just get the ones I like, and they're not super expensive. They're not the cheapest ones. They're kind of mid-range in the Wrangler, realm, the Wrangler realm. That's Wrealm. All right. Anyway, so that's what I've been using. These things like rip down the pocket, like right beside the pocket. So there's this forum that my brother sent me where all these people It's like lots and lots of people are bitching about that. So it's not just me. It's like something that happens all the time. There's a woman on there saying, I had to rush over to my husband's work today to take him yet another pair. You know, he blew the full, complete, utter ass out of yet another pair of Wrangler jeans. So this is like a known issue. I don't know what's going on with it, but it sucks. And I have a feeling, you know, I decided that the wallet might have something to do with it. So I bought a new one, and I'm going to see. It's a kind of a hybrid. It's not a money clip, but it's like a, I don't know, it's hard to explain. But it's like, it's got a leather slip sleeve type thing where you can put your cards in there. And then it has a clip on the outside of the slip sleeve where you keep your money. So it's kind of like a cross between a wallet and a money clip, but it's designed to be carried in your front pocket. So I'm going to see how that works. So I'm going to sit down. I don't know, I might have to take the day off from work. I'm going to sit down, I'm going to put all the cards that are in my fat wallet, the current one, and I'm going to go through it and make hard decisions. And I'm going to say, do I really need this? Do I really need to carry this on a daily basis? And I'm going to try to whittle it down to a minimum, the absolute minimum number of cards that I need to just operate my ridiculous life. And that would, of course, be my bank card. I need my my grocery store card, you know, stuff like this. My driver's license, of course. I'm going to try to whittle it down to the bare essentials. And I'm going to try to, you know, keep, you know, I'm going to try to see if I can carry this thing in my front pocket. See how it works, you know. Also, I hate to do it because, like I mentioned, they are the most comfortable to me. I guess everybody has their own opinions. But I'm going to have to move on from those Wranglers. That forum that my brother sent me, that, you know, that indicates that, you know, the wallet might not have anything to do with it. And it might not have anything to do with my, you know, my ass, the Punisher, as I call it. It might not have anything to do with that either. It might just be like some kind of shoddy workmanship, or I don't know what they, who knows where these things are made. Guarantee they're not made in the good old US of A, baby. But anyway, I don't know. Things are ripping left and right. I'm blowing them up. I mean, I'm having to go over there and plunk down $25 every couple of weeks because I just exploded the full. I mean, the thing about it is, like, sometimes you have these blowouts, and then you look at it, and there's like, it feels like there's fabric missing. You know, you can't place it back together so that it's. It's like there's a panel of fabric, like, you know, not a large panel, but there's like a section of a fabric that's just gone. How do you explain that? So anyway, I'm gonna have to do. I already bought. I went out and bought like a pair of jeans. I think they were Lee jeans. I don't know about that, man. I put those things on. The waist is the right size. The legs and things are relaxed fit too. Thing about that is, when it comes to Jeff K, there is no relaxed. You know, they don't make a relaxed size for a man of my size. And so I put those things on. The waist is fine. The legs are tight. The upper legs, you know, are tight. Feels like I've got, you know, those Chinese finger, you know, those Chinese handcuffs, those wicker things where you put your fingers in, you can't get them out. You know what I'm saying? That's what I feel like my legs are in. I feel like my legs are in a set of Chinese handcuffs. All right? So I don't know, man. I'm going to have to start some kind of Manhattan project where I decide, where I go out and I try. I'm going to have to find a new kind of jeans, you know? I'm going to have to, and it's going to cost. Those things are expensive. Somebody said I should use that. What is that? Duluth Trading Company? I looked at those things. They're like $65. That's a shitload. I mean, $65. Good Lord. You know, I don't know. I'm gonna have to start some kind of. I mean, I'm having some kind of crisis. I mean, I had an underwear crisis years ago, and that took 2 years or something to figure out a path forward. I don't want to get into that. But anyway, I got some kind of issue. I got an issue that needs to be dealt with. Now I'm going to do these, I'm going to have to test all these different kinds of genes. Every time I do it, it's going to be like $50 or more. Man, that's going to cost me money. I had it all nailed down. I had it zeroed in on the kind I like, and they're letting me down. And I mean, literally, I mean, I'd be standing there and there's like, I can feel a wind, you know, I can feel a breeze. And it's not, you know, I'm like, oh, here we go again. You know, I know exactly what that means. As soon as that breeze goes across my ass, you know, and there's like a, you know, I'm afraid there's going to be like a whistling sound, you know, it's across the hollow. Anyway, what are we talking about? Oh, yeah. 3-day weekend coming up Monday. I took last Friday off. Told you about that in the Patreon episode. My boss said, you're working too many hours. You need to take some time off. Take every other Friday off. I said, I'm going to take you up on that. She goes, well, do. That's why I'm bringing it up. Please do. And then I'm like, all right, this is my Friday. I'm taking Friday off. Seriously? It's like, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, I took last Friday off. Now I got a 3-day weekend because of the holiday coming up on Monday. That's kick-ass. I'm a big fan of the big honking 3-day weekend. And, you know, got one coming up. Today's Friday as I record this, so if I can just get through this one unscathed, you know, have 3 days off, you know, rest and relaxation. The sun's shining. It's, well, it's not really sunny right now, but it has been. It's been very nice. Beautiful. The bugs are in the ground still, or wherever they live. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I don't know. I don't know where. I'm not a bug scientist. But they're not around yet. I mean, there's a handful of them, but, you know, it's still early enough in the year. They're not up your ass and in your nose and flying in your ear and buzzing and causing problems. So I love this part of the year when it's warm, the humidity's low, and the bugs are in the ground. It's the perfect. That's perfection right there. It won't last. It'll be hazy. It'll be humid. Be like when I was in Atlanta, you know, I'd get up in the morning, take a shower, get all ready for work, head on out to the car, and before I get to the car, I'm covered in sweat, my hair's wet, you know, I got sweat rolling down my back, you know, it's, you know, that sucks, you know, the humidity sucks, I hate that hazy look off in the distance. Anyway, right now, we don't have that, it's beautiful, it's perfect. It couldn't be more perfect. This is it. So we got a weekend of that kind of weather, I hope. And we'll see how that goes. What else I got? Oh, I signed up for this thing. I don't want to go on and on about this, but I signed up for this. I did sign up for it, but I don't have to pay for it yet. I did a 2-month free trial of this app called Readly. That's R-E-A-D-L-Y. Readly. I had this thing years ago called Texture, which was an app. You paid $9.99 a month, and it gave you access to all these magazines, like hundreds and hundreds of magazines. You just go in there and say, yeah, I like this one, I like this one, I like this one. And then you can just go, when you go back in there, you say, you know, show me my stuff, and it'll show you all the magazines you like. You can change it around, you know. You add stuff, drop stuff, whatever. And you have access to like every issue of whatever magazines you want to read. You know, if you have a tablet or whatever, it's perfect. They had Entertainment Weekly, all the stuff I enjoy. Rolling Stone. So, I paid for that for a couple years. And then they went out of business. Or they were purchased by Apple. Apple bought them. And promptly closed them down. I don't know what that's about. You buy a company and then shut it down. I guess you're just eliminating competition. I don't know. But anyway, they went under. And now there's this thing called Readly. I just found out about, which is exactly the same thing. The only difference is it seems like it's European. It's like British maybe based. So they do have a lot of American magazines on there. They have Rolling Stone and, a lot of the big ones. Although they don't have Entertainment Weekly, which is really strange. I don't even, do they even make that anymore? I don't know. But anyway, Entertainment Weekly's not on there. But you know what they do have? And this is kick-ass. The National Enquirer. Hell yeah. So, you know, I'll read that every week, or I'll flip through it anyway. The other day I was looking at one of them, and they had this thing in there. Yeah, they do these pictures of like these paparazzi from, you know, telephoto lens photos of like movie stars or actors or, you know, celebrities of some kind. And they look like shit, you know, and they shame them. That's good entertainment right there. They had this one of Matthew Perry and from Friends, you know, and they're like, yeah, his hair's all messed up. He's all bloated, you know. He looks like hell, you know. And they're like, the article is like, you know, this guy's, you know, hitting rock bottom. You know, look at this. Look at, he's bloated and pouchy. Guy's a mess, you know. They're just like putting the guy down. What has happened to this man? He's spiraling out of control. He's hitting rock bottom again. All his friends, co-stars are, you know, undoubtedly concerned. They didn't confirm that they're concerned, but, you know, undoubtedly concerned. It's like going on and on about the guy. The guy's just like, it shows him just like walking down the street, or I don't know where he's at, but it's like from far away. It's all grainy, you know. The guy's hair's all messed up. He's fat, you know. I'm like, who's this guy look like? I don't know. Oh, that's right, me. That's exactly right, you know. They're like, look at the degradation of this. Look how far he's fallen. He's a mess. He's a physical mess. He's disgusting looking. Look what's happened to this Matthew Perry. And it's like, that's like, I feel like I'm looking right in a mirror. You know, this is how I go to work, you know. You know, I don't know. But anyway, I read National Enquirer. That's fun. You know, I'm not saying I'm taking it seriously, but it's an entertaining periodical. And I of course Rolling Stone. I don't like any of that political garbage. A lot of political stuff in there. They can ram that, pack that up deep. They can stick that deep up their ass, deep and on a slant. And I don't know, they can take that. But any of their music coverage, you know, I'm all in on that. And there's a Playboy. They have Playboy on there. I don't know what's going on with that. Is that even in existence anymore? There was the latest issue. I checked it out, and it's like no nudity, I don't think. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Is it like quarterly? Is it a quarterly? Does it even come out every month? Man, that thing's in a death spiral. I don't even know if it's around anymore. I looked through there and there's like, I don't know, there's like no nudity, and it's like the articles are boring. I don't know what the hell's going on. And there's none of those like cartoons that I saw. That's why I used to love the cartoons in there. But anyway, so there's that. And and the thing that really sold me on it, I mean, I got a 2-month free trial, so I haven't paid anything yet, but the thing that sold me on it, it's got all these like British music magazines. Now this is the thing that I'm excited about. There's this magazine, a music magazine out of England called Q, just the letter Q. And I love that, man. That's like the best music magazine going right now. And it's out of England, and it costs an enormous amount. If you go to a bookstore or wherever, newsstand, and you see that thing, it's going to be like $15. $15 for an issue of a magazine. I'm like, what the? I mean, that's outrageous. I'll pick one up maybe once a year. But that, even that makes me, you know, $15? They did a big article about a band that I like called The Eels. I picked that one up, all right? But I generally don't. You know, I flip through it when I'm in a bookstore, and, you know, but I don't, you know, I don't buy it because it's expensive, but I do like it. And they have that on there. So every issue, I can read that. It's like, that's worth it right there. $9.99 a month, although I haven't paid it yet. And Rolling Stone, you know. And they have other music magazines from England. This one called Uncut. There's one called Mojo. It's like gay porn. Sounds like gay porn magazines. Q, Uncut. I don't know. Getting off course. But anyway, They're really good music magazines. Very good. And that's what I'm doing. I'm messing around. If I don't like it at the end of the 2 months, I'll just shit can it. It won't cost me a dime. And I've always loved magazines. Really, really been into magazines. I like Cream Magazine back in the day, Trouser Press, National Lampoon, lots and lots of magazines, all kinds of music magazines, Baseball Digest. Do you remember that? Are you old enough to remember Baseball Digest? Is that thing still around? It's like the size of the old TV Guide, you know? Small little magazine. Articles about like old baseball stuff, like strange games that happened or cool, you know, it's like history. It's like the history of the game. Like there's a whole bunch of articles in there and it's all about like incredible stuff that's happened, you know, in baseball through the years. I used to love that. You know, so I was always big on the magazines. I don't read them anymore because they're so freaking expensive. Plus, my eyes are so messed up. I can't read because, you know, they always have to be so fancy pants with the layouts and stuff. And it's like a purple background with tan type and stuff. Like, what do you need a decoder? You have to wear some special kind of glasses to read this. I can't read jack shit. At least on these, if you read it on your tablet, you can just enlarge it to the size where you can read it, you know. Anyway, I'm messing around with that thing. It's called Readly, if you're interested. Music, British music magazines. Man, that's worth the price of admission right there. And then they have other stuff, too, that's cool. So, anyway, I've been messing around with that. What else? Where are we at on the time? We're already over. Interesting. I have a couple things else on my list, but I'll save them till next time. I'm going to leave you now with a voicemail that was left at the Surfport hotline. And if you want to do this, you can do it today. You can do it right this minute. And you can call 570-290-8151. Leave a message like Patrick did. I'm getting ready to play that for you right now. If you want to leave a message, make a comment, a suggestion, whatever you want to do, you can do it 24 hours a day, 570-290-8151. I'll most likely use it in a future episode and respond to it and all that. And here's Patrick.
Hey, Jeff. It's Patrick checking in again. So listen, I saw a documentary on Netflix I thought you might like. It's called The Battered Bastards of Baseball. About Kurt Russell's dad, who was the sheriff on Rifleman or some shit. And anyway, he gets done with his acting career and he buys a single-A baseball team in Portland, Oregon. Anyway, he turns it around. He gets these dudes that play. He gets these dudes that just want to play baseball. You know, hires them for like pennies on the dollar, and it's a bunch of, you know, construction workers and drunks and stuff like that. And anyway, he ends up turning it around. It's a pretty good story. I know how you feel about the pastime. So anyway, thought I'd suggest that. Might check it out. I enjoyed it. I think you might too. All right. See you later.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I've seen that thing listed on Netflix, The Battered Bastards of Baseball. I have to say it like that. You have to hit the B, the alliteration. Battered Bastards of Baseball. How can you not say it that way? I've seen that listed on there. I didn't really know what it was, but the way you describe it, that sounds great. That sounds like something I want to watch. I will watch it. Thank you for the suggestion, Patrick. That sounds right in my wheelhouse. I'm missing baseball, and I'm about ready to crack open that 1975 World Series box set, and I have a box set of every game in the 1975 World Series. But I usually watch it in the winter. I'll watch The Battered Bastards of Baseball. God, I'll watch that definitely. Thank you for the suggestion. I saw that on there, didn't really know what it was, and now I do. I appreciate it. That's much appreciated. All right, we're at the end of this thing. Hope you enjoyed it. I will see you over on Patreon very, very soon. And sorry this week got away from me again. You know, all the explosions outside, sawing, hammering. There's like people in here like with their head in our dishwasher. And I don't know, some guy's bitching about splitters. How many splitters does this guy put in here? I don't know, man. He works for your company. Why are you asking us? We're paying you guys an enormous amount of money, a wheelbarrow full of cash on a monthly basis, and you're bitching to me, and it's my responsibility to tell you how many splitters? I don't know nothing about no splitters. All right. Anyway, I'll be back over on Patreon soon. Until then, you guys have yourselves a fine, fine week. I'll see you. Bye. Thing about that is, when it comes to Jeff K, there is no relaxed.